The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
If you're over 30 in a football, that's half your age hitting the digs. Those lads are out partying at St. William Street later that night. I'm going home to have an ice bath.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
A very good morning with the OTB Brief, your bite-sized roundup of the morning's sports headlines. I'm Will O'Callaghan. Two League of Ireland clubs continue their bid to qualify for the Europa Conference League this evening. Bohemians are in Luxembourg to take on Dudelange at 5:30 in the first leg of their second round qualifier. Dudelange reached the group stages of the Europa League in the 2019 and 2020 seasons. Tala will play host to Dundalk's first leg clash with the Estonian league leaders Levadia Tallinn at 8 p.m. Tallinn have won 14 of their 17 games this term, but Dundalk progressed when the sides met in the Europa League qualifiers in 2018. Last week, Lilywhites forward David McMillan scored a record 12th European goal, the most of any League of Ireland players. And manager Vinnie Pertz says McMillan has been superb in Europe.
Yeah, I think that's a huge achievement for David. I remember in particular his FH goal away. I thought that was probably my favourite, although he would probably pick other goals, but that was my favourite. And what a wonderful achievement. So many great players have played League of Ireland, so many great centre forwards, and we think we have one in our own club in Pat Hooban. And well, you look at Pat Morley, you look at people like Jason Bourne, Glenn Crow, and for David to emulate all them is a marvellous achievement for him, and I'm delighted for him.
Celtic have signed Swedish international Karl Starfelt from Russian side Rubin Kazan. The defender moves to Parkhead on a four-year contract. He arrives after Christopher Eyre completed a £13 million move from the Scottish Premiership club to Brentford. Norwich boss Daniel Farke has signed a new four-year contract ahead of their return to the Premier League, but Swansea head coach Steve Cooper has left the club by mutual consent. The former England under-17 manager had a year left on his contract. Swansea missed out on promotion to the Premier League with defeat to Brentford in last season's Championship playoff final. Roscommon are the new Connacht under-20 football champions. Adam McDermott and man of the match James Fitzpatrick scored second-half goals as they beat Mayo by 2-11 to 1-7 at McHale Park last night. Dublin have the chance to win their third successive Leinster under-20 football title tonight. Last year's beaten All-Ireland finalists will take on Offaly at Amore Park at 7:30. The Munster under-20 football decider pits Tipperary against Cork at the same time at Semple Stadium. Tipper on change from their win against Waterford in the semis, while Cork are aiming to win their second title in 3 years. Kilkenny and Wexford are through to the Leinster minor hurling final. Luke Roach scored 9 points for Wexford in their 115-112 win against Dublin. Kilkenny overcame Offaly by 323-116 in what was a repeat of last year's decider, with Harry Shine scoring 215 for the young Cats. Jamie O'Driscoll grabbed a hat-trick in Cork's 528-3 hammering of Waterford in the Munster minor football quarters. Mark Nolan and Rory Cronin hit the net in Limerick's 2-9-1-9 defeat of Tipperary, while Donegal advanced to the quarterfinals of the Ulster minor football with a 422-8 win against Antrim. Former Lions out half Ronan O'Gara says he would have picked Conor Murray for Saturday's first test against South Africa. Murray has to be content with a place on the bench after head coach Warren Gatland opted to start Ali Price at scrum half. La Rochelle boss O'Gara thinks that both Murray and Owen Farrell can have a big impact when they come on.
Maybe you want to finish with your best 15, and that's very evident nowadays in sport and many teams, and you're hoping probably away from home first 30 minutes or an arm wrestle. And your halfbacks will probably be changed after 50. Not necessarily, obviously, but you have someone of the calibre of Murray and Farrell, and I think Farrell is the key to the whole test series.
Ireland trio Robbie Henshaw, Tadhg Furlong and Jack Conam will all start in Cape Town on Saturday, with Tadhg Byrne joining Murray among the replacements. Captain Alan Wynne-Jones will be playing in a record 10th consecutive test match for the Lions. He starts just 4 weeks after dislocating his shoulder in the warm-up win against Japan. The veteran Welsh lock admits it's been a remarkable comeback.
To be here and, you know, taking the knocks and bumps and being in amongst it with the group, it means more. I'm not going to lie, it means more in the fact of I'd spent 2 weeks with the guys and was getting to know people. We were bedding in the rugby, obviously had the 7 minutes, and you know, for those 2 days, that was my tour done. But like I say, I had the decent news on the Tuesday, and sometimes all you need is a chance, and you know, I was willing to work hard and, you know, get myself and make it difficult for the guy next to me to, you know, make myself available for selection, like I say.
Most of the team was leaked in the English media ahead of the team announcement yesterday, and Warren Gatland admits that could change his naming strategy for the rest of the tour.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. So it wasn't 100% right, but obviously someone's leaked that out, whether that's on purpose or accidentally, or someone's betrayed someone's trust, you know, whether that's a player or a staff member. So what I'll do next week is just name the team to the players and then name the team to the press straight away.
Brian O'Driscoll will join Neil Tracy on commentary on Off the Ball on Saturday afternoon. The men's and women's double sculls rowing teams will get the action underway for Team Ireland at the Tokyo Olympics in the early hours of tomorrow morning. Journalist Cathal Dennehy is in the Japanese capital, and he says there's huge expectation on the Irish rowing team.
Have we ever had a gold medal favourite as strong as this going into the Olympics? And I'm not sure we've had. Even Katie Taylor, I think in 2012, is probably in and around the same odds. I mean, I think the bookies have them at 2-5 favourites to win the gold. And that is based off one piece of form chiefly, and that's the Europeans earlier this year. All their chief rivals for gold at the Olympics are the same athletes from those Europeans, the same boats, the same crews. And I think they beat them by 2 seconds. And, you know, it was the classic O'Donovan and McCarty stay in contention, stay in touch to the last 500 and then just blow them all away with a finish that no one else can match. And assuming, obviously, the level will go up a notch, but I think they will also have gone up a notch since then. And, you know, there is the whole pressure of the big day. Paul is well used to it. He's done it all. Fintan is a bit younger. Maybe Olympic stage could get to him. But at the same time, he's won a world title with Paul O'Donovan. There really are very few chinks in the armour of these two lads.
Ireland's cricketers need a win this evening if they're to avoid defeat in their 2020 series against South Africa. Ireland suffered a 33-run loss in the first of three matches between the sides at Malahide earlier this week. The action gets underway in Belfast from 4 p.m. And Michael van Gerwen remains on course to win a third World Match Play Darts title. He'll face Nathan Aspinall in the quarterfinals after beating Ian White 11-8 in Blackpool last night. Michael Smith and Peter Wright also advanced to the last eight of the competition. Don't forget, OTBAM is live on Off the Ball social channels from 7:30 this morning, and I'll be back with your OTB Brief tomorrow.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.